For the series A Book, A Thousand Stories, this is a review of John Suchet's The Last Waltz. Each episode is enriched by beautiful music selected by Gerald Fennec. The script is mine, Patricia Salomone. It is clever of our author to conclude this fascinating story with a description of the New Year concerts from the Musikverein, a yearly event in the lives of so many of us for well over half a century. How vivid is Suchet's memory of watching the concert in black and white in the 50s and 60s. It also brings back fond memories to me. I see my father waiting intently on New Year's Day for the grandiose sound of Charpentier's Te Deum to announce the Eurovision transmission of the New Year's Day concert from Vienna. Made to sit down quietly, to watch and listen, as the maestro walked in to the sound of applause. Then, as his baton lifted, waves of valzer music flowed across the air into our little sitting room that acquired a particular elegance, which, one hoped, would accompany us through the 365 days to come. Thanks to John Suchet, we have the history of this concert and the names of many of the conductors who led the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. In 1939, the first concert was held on New Year's Eve. Vienna was occupied by the Nazi troops, and the concert was but a manner of appeasing the occupiers. Susha tells us that there was a two-year hiatus caused by the war. Then, from 1942 onwards, the concert was held on New Year's Day.
Thank you.
The concert has been held on the first day of the year ever since, and since 1987, every year, a renowned maestro is invited to conduct the orchestra. The list of names covers the best and the most well-known in the 20th century. Herbert von Karajan, Carlos Kleiber, Lorin Maazel, who, on one occasion, put down the baton and, lifting the violin, played Desirte solos, starting and ending Tales from the Vienna Woods. Also Claudio Abbado, Riccardo Muti, Daniel Barenboim, Zubin Mehta and Willy Boskovsky, who, for 25 consecutive years, as leader of the Vienna Philharmonic, led the orchestra from the violin, just as Johann Strauss' father and son had done so charmingly long before. It takes one who is well-versed in musical history and in the ins and outs of traditions in the world of music to know the little details which, to most of us, are unknown. We learn how at the Vienna New Year concert the conductor conducts without scores, and how, once the applause dies out after the concert, he walks across on the red carpet from the music verein to the Hotel Imperial for a celebratory glass of champagne. So popular is the New Year's concert at the music verein that people wishing to attend have to book themselves in from the 31st of January. The list of Strauss admirers among musicians would be incomplete were André Rieu to be left out. Suchet delights us with the comparison made between the Dutch violinist and conductor born in Maastricht and Johann Strauss the Younger. The immense success achieved by André Rieu, says Suchet, is due to the flair and showmanship of the Dutchman, but it is also a testament to the enduring popularity of the music of Johann Strauss. At this point, it is my privilege to have received from John Suchet his own testimony of his fondness for Strauss music and for the city of Vienna.
Hi. I have indelible images in my memory of watching the concert in black and white as a teenager in the 1950s and 1960s. It was the first time I'd heard a Strauss waltz. I was transfixed, and I remain so. When I was 17, I went to Vienna, and I fell in love with the city and its music. Everywhere we went, the sounds of Strauss wafted on the air. Then, not so long ago, I interviewed André Rieu for Classic FM. I asked him a question that had long been on my mind. What is it about the music of Johann Strauss that beguiles and bewitches, that seduces the listener? What is the single quality that ensures its immortality? Rieu thought for a brief moment, then he broke out in a broad smile. Simple, he said. Strauss makes you happy.
Having reached this point, my dear listeners, I have little to add, but to thank John Suchet for enriching this program with his comments, and above all, for regaling us with The Last Waltz, The Strauss Dynasty and Vienna, a beautiful book in every way. I thank my collaborators, Gerald Fennec for the musical advice, Albert Storace and Simona Zopardi for their interventions that gave us a historical insight. And thanks go also to Samuel Attard for the care and attention he put into the technical side of this project. I can think of no better way to bid you farewell than with the piece that ends every New Year concert, Johann Strauss Sr.'s controversial and yet much loved Radetzky March.
Thank you.